Sky FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're now joined on the line by Professor Avi Loeb, and it's a very interesting conversation we're about to have him. He's an astronomer and professor of science at the University of Harvard. And the question we're asking him today, what scientific evidence is there to show that aliens exist, and why haven't they made contact with us? Prof, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So, Prof, we've seen all these videos of late where the American military have spotted things. We've seen things on our television screens. Tell us more about it, and tell us what evidence there is, whether or not these things are something we should be concerned about.
There are two types of evidence. One has to do with telescopes looking at the sky and trying to figure out whether life may exist on other planets. Maybe there are relics of extraterrestrial technologies floating far away from Earth. And then the second has to do with the military vehicles or personnel noticing something unusual just hovering above Earth. These are completely different studies, but the second one is the one that will be described in a report to be delivered to Congress, the U.S. Congress, by the 25th of June, from the Pentagon and intelligence agencies. And the report will include the incidents where pilots or Navy people identified objects that appear to be real. They are not flukes of the instruments. They are not illusions of those that witnessed them, because they were noticed in multiple instruments. And so the claim is that at least some of these objects are real, and they behave in a way that far supersedes any technological device that we possess or know about here on Earth. And so the question is, what are these objects? And of course, there are two possible interpretations. If they are not human-made, then they may be natural. Maybe nature made something that we haven't yet understood or recognized. And the second is that it's extraterrestrial. It came from another civilization far away that for some reason cares about us, which sounds surprising, I mean, to me at least, because I don't think that we are that interesting for someone to come and have a party in our backyard. So that's what what the Pentagon will report about. But then I think the next step would be, in my mind, if it's not related to espionage and not a matter of national security, it should move from the realm of government to the realm of science, where scientists will collect more data and try to clear up the fog. That would be the next step. And then with respect to the other channel of studies, we haven't yet found life on another planet. And the only thing that perhaps hints that there is technological civilizations out there is an object that is the first object that we discovered in the vicinity of Earth from outside the solar system, called the Oumuamua. And I discuss in my book, my recent book, Extraterrestrial, the many anomalies that this object showed. It didn't look like a comet or an asteroid, the type of rocks that we have seen before. And it passed within the Earth-Sun region. And the question is, was it a piece of technology or was it natural? It's still not clear, but it definitely was very intriguing.
At least you brought the scientific aspect into it, because with the conspiracy theories out there, people tend to think, you know, are we alone? Are we not alone? And you made a very valid point. Why would people be so interested in visiting us when they've got this entire universe in which to visit? Just for our listeners' sake again, let us know the name of that book so that they can find it on Kindle.
Yes, the name is Extraterrestrial, and it's translated to 25 languages, including Hebrew. It appeared in Israel a couple of weeks ago. And it became a bestseller in the U.S. and many other countries as soon as it came out. And if you want to learn more about this unusual object, Oumuamua, that was discovered near Earth, you can find the details in my book.
Prof. Avi Loeb is an astronomer and professor of science at the University of Harvard. Thank you so much for joining us. You have an absolutely fascinating job, something I could never envisage, and we thank you for all the efforts that you've put in.
Thanks for inviting me.